Hey, everybody, this is Chris Jackson on CFRC, letting my love shine bright, 101.9 FM.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Mr. Dallas Arms.
Silver hair that's lost its gold. Trembling hands as she passed the candy, then tie it with twine. From the window it came, the children would call out his name. Mr. Candyman is back
you
here again.
You find her on a corner and her flower stand, painted on a no sign, roses by hand.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite you in to a 90th birthday celebration to what would have marked the 90th birthday of one of Canada's true legends of song, none other than Dallas Arms of Hamilton, Ontario. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the Canadian archives of country music here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshrock.com.
And kind of shy. What's that twinkling in your eyes? Do you love me? I still recall the words you said that day. For better or worse, I'll always meet old Leroy beside Baker's Canyon.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And before we start today's show, I would like to send out a very special dedication to all those who are affected down in Central Texas from the floods that I hear about. My heart and prayers go out to you all during this sad time and tragic time as well. I'd like to begin today's program with sending this song to you, my friends down south. With that, it's going to be Texas troubadour Ernest Tubb, and it'll be a song called Waltz Across Texas.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. And gone the moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This year is your old host with most country western music for another Way Back Morning. That mentioned, we're still coming to you, as always, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, also being broadcast over channels CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada, and also via our home on the internet at www.osharocks.com from the heart of the Durham County of Oshawa, Ontario. With that shared, I would like to invite y'all into a 3-hour celebration to what would have marked the 90th birthday week of Canadian country music pioneer and singer-songwriter Dallas Harms, who was born Dallas Leon Harms on July 18th in 1935 in Janson, Saskatchewan, passed away at the age of 84 on October 12th, 2019, in his adopted city of Hamilton, Ontario, the place where he would call home for many, many years. While here on this earth, Dallas would record and also pen a lot of great songs, including the classic Paper Rosie, which Gene Watson took all the way up the charts back in 1977. It's my hope today with y'all, along with me, to celebrate and remember a true country music pioneer and legend. Let's open today's program with none other than a song sung by the first family of song in the Ottawa Valley, the famed Family Brown, and they have their classic called Pioneers. Then we'll follow with Dallas Harm himself and his all-time version of the classic, yes, of course, Paper Rosie. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good morning here at CFRC 119 FM and also www.osharocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Dallas Arms.
Sun goes down in Calvin County. Neon lights from an old beer sign shone through the window. Out on the sidewalk, as I walked in to pass the time, I looked around, sat down at a table, ordered beef on wick and a Ballantine, and through the door came a little old lady. She was selling paper roses, and they only cost a dime. Paper rosy, paper rosy. She sold you paper roses, but they only cost a dime. Silver hair that's lost its gold, trembling hands as she passed a rose. Red crepe paper made nature's bouquet. Help a little old lady and buy a rose today. Took the rose from her trembling hand. With eyes of age, she smiled and walked away. Like a breath of spring, I could smell the rose. It came alive, and I heard her say, they only cost a dime. I went to look for her outside. A spray of roses lay by her side. The sky lit up and a choir sang. A thousand voices as the church bells rang. They sang, "Rosy, paper rosy." She sold you paper roses, but they only cost a dime. But they only cost a dime.
And now, friends, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. Following those opening songs to this weekend's program, I would like to begin the program, as we usually do, with getting some special dedications off to some special people in my life. First of all, for Mama Dawn, I would like to dedicate a song by Dallas Arms here today, and it'll be a song called Mama Sold Roses. Now, this is going out to my beloved Mama Dawn, who sold roses many years ago at the Kingston Farmers Market here in Kingston. Then we'll follow a song going out to all those people out there celebrating the Calgary Stampede, and of course it's going to be Wolfe Carter, the father of Canadian country music, and his old song titled The Calgary Stampede. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than a song going out to two dear friends of mine in Hillsdale, Michigan, who just got married on Friday. It'll be a classic by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and a song called Dance miss little Jean. Going out to Ryan and Brianna out there in Michigan. So with that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in and happy listening, friends.
Ruled by my roses, they only cost a dime. Mama, so roses. Made out of paper and sold for a dime. She carved out a living by walking the streets, crying, who buy my roses, with a voice soft and sweet. If love was a measure of diamonds or gold, no one could afford the rose that she sold. She'd shape the crepe paper and softly she'd say, your mama is tired, it's been a long day.
Flapjacks over in the pan. Old Jim Ross, the cookie, he sure can throw her up. Well, his chuck is good enough for any man. Oh, we're a jolly bunch of cowboys, we hope you are the same. We have no cares, the laws we never heed. Gather in the circle and sing this roundup song. We're heading for the Calgary Stampede. Hi-dee-da-lo-da-day. The bucking broncs are snorting and cowboys riding high. Longhorns pawing up the big corral. Awaiting for the battle and a bellerin' in the chutes. And cowboys yelling, ride 'em to their pals. The guy that rode over old steamboat, Jack Manly is his name. A better pal a cowboy never knew. The way that guy could toss a rope, he'd take a leading hand. And if you're stuck, he'd always see you through. Pick yourself a sweetheart and join the cowboy ball. Oh, huck 'em up and give 'em all a whirl. Whoopee! Oh, ask 'em how they'd like the life of a cookin' on a ranch. And tell 'em all you wish they were your gal. Oh, we're a jolly bunch of cowboys. We hope you are the same. We have no care, the laws we never heed. Oh, gather in the circle and sing our roundup song. We're heading for the Calgary Stampede. I need a load of day, oh, need a load of day, oh, need a load of day, oh, need a load of day, I need a load of day, oh, need a load of day, oh, need a load of day, oh, need a load of day.
Told the bride and groom just what I think of marriage and what's in store after their honeymoon. And I was grumbling to the dancers about how men and women ought to live apart and how promise never made cannot be broken and can never break a heart. Then suddenly from out of nowhere a little girl came dancing across the floor, and all her crinolines were billowing beneath the skirt of calico that she wore. And oh, what a joy fell on honored guests as each one of them was drawn into her dream. And they laughed and stamped, clapped their hands and hollered at her dance little Jean. And they said, dance little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance little Jean, today your mama's marrying your dad. Well, my cynical heart just melted, 'cause I figured what this get together meant. How it ended years of tears and sad confusion that the little girl had spent. Told the band to pack it up by the time the couple cut the cake. But we played as long as they stayed for love and laughs a little Jeannie's sake. And we played dance little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up. Little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. It was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad.
This is Martin McLaughlin. I'm the guy that wrote Farmer's Song. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
Thanks for the meal. Here's a song that is real from a kid from the city.
to you. Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at Wayback. With that mentioned, let's send out some special valley legends to our dear friends and listeners up the valley way. First of all, for some dear friends and family, radio family that is, in Eganville, Ontario, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margie, it'll be a song for them by none other than Kingston's own country boy, Don Cochran, in his classic Sweet Clover on this summer day. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Arm Prior, Ontario. Just a reminder that Vic does his 3-hour weekly program every Sunday evening from 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage Radio. And so for them today, Vic and Linda May, it's going to be an old buddy of mine, none other than Mr. Ronnie Prophet, and a classic summertime song again, and it's going to be called Summertime Dream. Then we'll wrap up with this valley legend today with none other than a song going out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willie B. And he always loved the musical stylings of Dan Paul Rogers of the Ottawa Valley. And many years ago, Dan Paul did a version of the old George Jones song titled A Place in the Country. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners up the valley way, or should I say good day to the valley. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
With my faded blue jeans and my old running shoes, in the summertime with the scent of new mown hay, I'd Saturday dance with a girl who'd take a chance in my old half-ton pickup Chevrolet. Rolling in clover, sweet clover, enjoying the good life and living one day at a time. Rolling in clover, sweet clover, I didn't have much, but friend, I had peace of mind. I spent back on the farm, they never did me any harm. I was up with the sun and spent my days working hard. I didn't have a doggone dime, but I was happy most of the time, teasing the kids, fooling with the old hound dog. Enjoying the good life and living one day at a time. Rolling in clover, sweet clover, I didn't have much, but friend, I had peace of mind. No, I didn't have much, but friend, I had peace of mind.
And all creation will be twittering in the trees. lemonade if you please. So if you come around when the mill shuts down, you can see what chivalry means. Let's steal away in the noonday sun. It's time for a summertime dream. For 30 some odd years you face a grind here in the city, hustle in, day out, just trying to survive. His wife wanted the finer things, his three kids wanted college. It always took what little bit he tried to set aside. But through it all, he had one thing that seemed to keep him going. A dream that someday he could leave this city life behind. His temple's greatest pace slowed down, but his dream never faded. He told me all about it at least 1,000 times. He always wanted a place out in the country where the birds sing in the morning and the grass is emerald green. A place where he could feel the morning sunshine. And sit out in the evening where the air is fresh and clean. It took lots of overtime to keep his wife up with the Joneses, and more to get his son out of his run-ins with the law. The more it took, the more he gave, never once complained. I don't know how he ever stood the pressure of it all. I never thought he'd make it, but he finally left the city. And now he's got that special little place to call his own. Today I took a ride out in the country just to see him. He wasn't hard to find because his name was on the stone. He always wanted a place out in the country where the birds sing in the morning and the grass is emerald green. A place where he could feel more sunshine and sit out in the evening where the air and he always wanted a place out in the country.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome to the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. A true friend of mine who is a true link to Canadian country music through his many years in radio as a radio host and also fellow disc jockey. But he was also a dear friend of none other than our tribute artist of today, Mr. Dallas Harms, who we are celebrating the music of today. Brings me a lot of honor to welcome Mr. Randy Owen of Western Ontario to our program today in this first part of a two-part interview about the friendship between him and Dallas Harms over the years. Now, following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic beloved song by none other than Dallas Harms, and it's going to be a classic called Before You Leave Today. Now, this song was recorded also by Ted Daigle and different ones over the years, but we're going to hear it from the original source by none other than, yes, Dallas Harms. So with that, here now is my good friend, Randy Owen.
Johnny, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for doing this and remembering Dallas, who was such a great, great talent.
Yes, he was, and very underappreciated talent, too.
Yeah, I think he was in his later years. Yes. I think during his the early part of his career, I think he was very much appreciated. He won so many awards over the years, both Canadian Country Music Awards, and also, at the time, they were called the RPM Big Country Awards. I mean, he actually won, I think, the Songwriter Award at the RPM Awards 4 times. And 3 times he won them in consecutive years, and that's a record that nobody was able to beat when the RPM Awards were
very
still
true.
Running.
Yes.
You know. Mm-hmm. And then he won several other awards at the Canadian Country Music Awards, not only for Songwriter of the Year, but also Producer of the Year as well. So, yeah, he was appreciated, I think, in his time.
But, in his time, exactly. Yes,
yeah.
For sure. So let's go back to when and how you first met Dallas Harms.
Well, I was working in radio in Welland, my hometown, and I had always wanted to meet a lot of the Canadian artists, but there wasn't a lot of because there wasn't a lot of information you could get from them.
Very true.
I mean, you know, on American artists, you could go to any store and buy a magazine or something like that had a lot of information on American country artists, but you couldn't find much on Canadian artists except for a magazine that was published out of Ottawa called Country Music News.
Yes,
and that basically was done by subscription. So if you never knew about the magazine, you never got to see any of the issues. But I found out that while I was working in Welland, a lot of the singers that we played on the air, including Dallas, were performing. And they would perform at the local hotels or whatever. And that was back in the days when they would do 6 nights a week and do a Saturday matinee. So I would see Dallas was coming to town. I'd go and see him and introduce myself and talk to him and wanted to find out more about him. And I found out that was one of the best ways to do it.
Exactly.
And meet these guys and you know, to meet all the singers. And then to find out that Dallas was such a great songwriter, too. And I invited him to come by the radio station. We sat down one night. He came in, and we did a long interview, well over an hour long. And we talked about a lot of things regarding him and his career. And that's how I got to meet him. And it was a joy to meet him and to sit down and watch him work when he was up on stage. I mean, he wasn't flamboyant. He wasn't flashy. But there was a lot of substance to what
he
was
real. And he was
real. Yeah. And that's the main thing about country music and a lot of the good performers. Yeah, they're real.
Exactly. Not all flash and not all glamour. It's they lived the real life, exactly. And a lot of the songs they sang, they lived.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with the flash and that sort of stuff.
No.
I mean, it's good. It's good, but if it's mm-hmm. done right and if it's done with the with a little bit of mixture with substance too, I think you have the ultimate performer. That sort
for
of
sure,
stuff.
For sure.
You know, but Dallas was so. I mean, he had so much substance to all of the songs that he wrote.
That's right.
It's just amazing.
So let's go back to did he ever tell you about his up? Bringing in Saskatchewan, or how he ever came east?
A little bit. Well, I mean, I don't remember much about how he came east, but the main thing I remember about him talking about his growing up years were the two main influences on him and his music. And It could have been while he was in Saskatchewan, or it could have been after he moved to the Hamilton area, the Dundas mm-hmm. area. But those two big influences, and this is where it's really interesting. One of them was obviously Hank Williams, who influenced so many people.
Yes.
And being such a great songwriter, too, I could see a little bit of that influence in Dallas. But the other entertainer that it was surprising to hear Dallas tell me was a big influence on him was Elvis Presley.
Oh, is that right? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you would not expect that because, again, Elvis was one of those who had a lot of flashbacks in those days. You know, and there was some substance to his career a little bit later on. But Dallas told me that Elvis was a big influence on him, and he wanted to be like Elvis.
I see.
But he realized that he couldn't. And so I think that the Hank Williams influence was probably a little bit more stronger than the Elvis influence. But he said those were the two big influences on him and his music when he was growing up. And to know Dallas, I mean, again, like I said, he was not, you know, the kind of guy that had a lot of flash, but there was a lot of substance to what he did. And he was sometimes a very low-key, soft-spoken kind of guy. And so to think that Elvis was a big influence on him was a bit of a surprise when I heard that from him. Just like I heard the surprise in your voice when I just told you about it.
Exactly. I am surprised because I know Hank's no guy Elvis started, but he, as you say, he had a lot more glam than a lot of the musicians back then. Exactly.
And to think that you know, Elvis had that kind of influence on somebody like a Dallas Arms is a bit
of a Canadian as well. Yes, true.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's go back to his song "Paper Rosie." What do you know about how he came to write that?
That one I'll never forget. I mean, Gene Watson obviously did such a great version of it, but yeah. Dallas's version, again, too, was something that, I mean, I got to hear many, many times. But he told me it was based on a true story. It was about a woman who did come into the bars where he was playing back in the time, probably back in the late 50s or early 60s.
Okay.
And she would come in and she would actually sell paper roses. And I can remember years ago, back when Lulu's Roadhouse in Kitchener was running, and there used to be a lady there who would sell real roses. So I saw that kind of connection. But Dallas did actually see this lady come into the place where he was playing, and he wrote the story about her, and that's how the song came about. Now, the fascinating thing for me, growing up in the Welland area and working in Welland, Dallas told me that the lady came into a place where he was playing in Niagara Falls.
Is that right? Yes.
It wasn't too far from where I was. So there was kind of that local connection to that song.
Amazing.
And that's such a great song. So yeah, it was based on a true story, like a lot of his songs were.
Yes, a lot of them were based on reality. Exactly. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, just a quick one to point out.
Mm-hmm.
I think his first chart single was a song called "In the Loving Arms of My Marie."
Yes.
Marie was his wife's name.
That's right. Yes, I was going to ask you if that was written about his wife.
Pretty sure it was.
Yes, okay, sure.
Pretty sure. So that's the story behind Paper Rosie. It is a true story.
How did Gene Watson get a hold of it?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I know that Dallas had quite a few songs recorded by other artists.
Yes, he did.
Mainly Canadian artists. Mm-hmm. So how the whole Gene Watson thing came about, I really don't remember.
I see.
But even Gene credits Dallas often, you know, with some great songs. Like "The Old Man and His Horn" is another song that Gene Watson recorded.
Yes.
That Dallas had written. And again, that was also based on another character that Dallas had actually met. But just as recently as 2010, and I was just watching this the other day,
mm-hmm.
the big country family reunion shows, and those things are so great if you get a chance
to watch those. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I got a box set of the 2010 shows that were done.
Nice.
They were recorded over 3 days. Gene Watson is there. One of the songs he did was "Paper Rosie," and just before he sang the song, he actually went out of his way to credit Dallas Harms, a Canadian, as he put it, as writing that song. So even after all these years, he's still giving credit to Dallas for
writing that song.
Well,
that's great. That's what we like to hear, exactly. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, for all the Canadian songs that Gene Watson recorded, he had a very good relationship with the songwriters, and particularly with Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So but I would imagine it might have happened one time. My best guess is it probably happened when Gene Watson was playing this side of the border somewhere, and Dallas got to meet him, mm-hmm. perhaps even open for him, and the two of them sat down, and Dallas probably played him the song, and Gene said, "Might I record that?" And I'm sure Dallas had no objection to that.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah,
so for sure, that's probably how it happened.
So, do you have any particular memories of Dallas yourself?
Oh, quite a few. Like I said, going to the bars to see him perform, and like I said, it wasn't a lot of flash up on stage. It was a lot of substance. He'd come mm-hmm. down during the intermissions, you know, between the sets, and he'd sit with me, and we'd sit and talk. And that time that I got to interview him back at the radio station when we talked for like an hour, it was a great memory too. But also, I got to see him work. Towards the end of his recording career with a couple of other people he mentored, and they were young Canadian women. One of them was Ronnie Summers, who had about half a dozen songs out back in the early to mid-80s.
Yes.
And another one was from my hometown, Kathy Chambers from Welland, and she and Dallas were quite close, and Dallas produced her first album as well, her only album, as a matter of fact.
Oh, is that right? And, yes.
Yeah, and because of his talents as a producer with that album, Kathy was actually nominated for a Juno Award.
Oh, wow. Yes? Nice.
Yeah. And Ronnie's work, too, was also recognized by the Canadian Country Music Association. I'm not sure about the Junos, but she was recognized. I think she won the Rising Star Award at one point in her career.
Oh, okay.
So at that time, Dallas was, he had gotten rid of most of the members of his band. And I should point out, too, one of the guys who was in his band back in the early days was a guy by the name of Mike Francis, whose nickname was Pepe. So Pepe Francis, everybody called him. Pepe actually produced Dallas's last album, or co-produced it with him.
And that's the one that we're talking about last night, the In Harm's Way.
That's the one,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But Dallas himself was a pretty good producer, and I got to see him at quite a few shows.
Beside me, and we'll take a walk into the past. And when we return, if you don't love me, I'll sign the papers and you'll be free at last. Here's a bedroom, there hangs our picture. I still recall the words you said that day. For better or worse, I'll always love you. So stop. Our home and family with love and trust, and now it's tumbling down because of lust. I'm not begging for you to stay here. I'm holding back and trying not to cry. And I can tell myself that I don't love you, 'cause hating you would only be a lie. And I can tell myself that I don't love you. Not loving you would only be a lie.
Grass and Boomer on the other side.
All the miles and miles of golden sand.
Oh, and wildflowers grow.
This here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell you all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Ron the Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting SouthGranvilleBluegrassFestival.ca.
You were the one, but that was just we had Lovey Mountain.
I'm there every night.
Now, friends, following that first part of a two-part interview with our good friend Randy Owen, I'd like to welcome you all back into the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. And as we turn back the years to the golden age of country vinyl, we must open the vinyl vault door once again on the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I'd like to turn back the years to the winter of 1977, when a young Gene Watson would release a single that would become one of his most beloved and essential songs to his career. That was, of course, his version of Paper Rosie, which became a major hit for Gene back in 1977, and is today a true standard in the country music library. Now, I would like to turn back the years to the original album titled Paper Rosie, which this song appeared on, by Gene Watson. So let's turn back the years and remember this all-time classic. Here we go, friends.
The sun goes down in Calvin County. Neon lights from an old beer sign shone through the window. Sidewalk, as I walked in to pass the time, I looked around, sat down at a table, ordered beef on rye and a glass of wine, and through the door little old lady. She was selling paper roses, and they only cost a dime. Paper roses, paper roses. She sold you paper roses, but they only cost a dime. Silver hair that's lost its gold, trembling hands as she passed a rose. Red crepe paper made nature's bouquet. Help a little old lady buy a rose today. Took the rose from her trembling hand. With eyes of age, she smiled and walked away. Like a breath of spring, I could smell the rose. It came alive, and I heard her say, they only cost a dime. I went to look for her outside. A spray of roses lay by her side. The sky lit up and the choir sang.
Now, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show. Now, as we send us into the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show, I would like to pay tribute to a sacred song by none other than Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter. And from Tommy, it's going to be an old-time classic called Life's Mountain Railway. So I hope y'all stick around for two more hours of great country classics coming to y'all next. And with that, we will talk to y'all on the other side of the hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer so brave. We must make this run successful from the cradle right to the grave. Watch the curves, the hills and never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's grace forevermore. As you roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father and God the Son, with the hearty